When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Peter came out with his list, and you talked about how I have some commentary on rankings. And the one thing I want to say with all of these offseason power rankings is the Buffalo Bills should not be the top team. I don't understand why I keep seeing rankings where the team that didn't even get to the title game is ahead of the Super Bowl champions, the conference champions, the team that beat them in the playoffs is below them in every ranking. I don't get that. Now, they are definitely a top 10 team, but you have to start with the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are first until they're not. It's a pet peeve that I have that the Super Bowl champions just get disrespected, and the Bills that have become the offseason darlings of recent years are just the best team in the league, even though they didn't make it out of the divisional round. Like, what are we doing?
So again, I didn't really have a problem with this. I do think that and I love the Bills. All right. I do think that I think the love has reached a bit of an intense point, right? Like, I think we're really setting the Bills up to fail. I don't think it's unfair to not have the reigning world champions at the top of your power rankings in May. The whole reason that this list is not just, last year's standings or is because things have changed, right? Like, free agency has happened, the draft has happened. So that's totally fine and fair. But that being said, if I had to pick the very best team in the NFL right now, I mean, I could see an argument for the Bills. I could see an argument for the Rams. They're both capable of being top 10 teams. I mean, I would, I don't know. Are the Chiefs worthy of that one spot right now? I don't know that that's fair. I mean, by the way, Patrick Mahomes, don't show up to the Mavericks game. I think you're cursing the Mavs. That's all I'm saying, Patrick Mahomes.
that is not what I'm saying. I'm not saying the Chiefs belong in number one. What I'm saying is I don't understand why I constantly, and it's not just Peter King who came out this morning. He's the most recent rankings, but the Bills are just higher than teams, and after having seasons that they've had back-to-back seasons now where they don't win in the postseason. There was a more dominating win by the Chiefs in the AFC title game from 2 years ago. They blew it in this game with the 13 seconds, and yet somehow, some way, everyone is just assuming the Buffalo Bills, who have never won a championship in their franchise history, are just going to win the Super Bowl this year. They're getting put ahead of the Chiefs, the Bengals, the Rams. I think
they're definitely ahead of the Bengals. Done? I think they're certainly ahead of the Bengals. I don't have any qualms with that.
And speaking of the Bengals, and here's another thing. And again, I'm not even talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. If there is any team that is getting completely disrespected this offseason,
not like they lost Tyreek Hill and Tyrann Matthew.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh. Dude, no. I think we're all
the Bengals only improved their offensive line. They've proved that they have a Super Bowl caliber offense, and they only got better.
I don't know that that's 100% true. Again, I think we all can acknowledge that they had a little bit of a magical run, and so it's can that really sustain itself? They won 10 games last year. They weren't this world beater of a team. You know what I mean? They had flaws. I mean, they just happened to have a path that worked out. Let's not forget the Chiefs collapsed in the AFC championship game. And I'm not trying to bash the Chiefs, but it was a total and complete collapse that partly led to the Bengals not getting just totally dominated the game before the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? That's worth mentioning.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.